Thank you for listening to the Looking Good Disease-Free Show. Yes. And as you know, my main focus has been diabetes. So we will first discuss that a little bit, and then we will concentrate the rest of the show about milk. A very interesting YouTube show that I would like for you to look at when you have a chance is, and it's related to diabetes, and the name of it is Understanding Joseph Kraft, K-R-A-F-T's, Diabetes In Situ. That means at the very beginning, type 2 diabetes 24. Look at this YouTube show. I mean, he's not alive anymore, but he said, I will be looking down upon you for many decades before you adopt what I recommend, and that is to get serum insulin starting age 2 or 3 on every living human being. Isn't that interesting? So Joseph, I might tell you about him a little bit. Joseph Kraft was a medical doctor who measured over 14,000 oral glucose tolerance tests in his lifetime. He lived in Chicago, yes. It was a standard test to measure the blood glucose response to standardized amount of glucose over 2 hours, but the difference was that he measured it over 5 hours and included, and here's the most important thing, and here's the science, blood insulin levels. And this was done as far as back as 1975. We've known this since that time. A summary of his work is available, and I'm reviewing it for you. Also has been reviewed by Ivory Cummings. The Fat Emperor has reviewed it also. And what Kraft developed these patterns, the earliest diagnosis of diabetes. That's in situ at the very beginning, because if you can stop it from developing, we will avoid all these 30 to 50 chronic diseases. So what he said was insulin response patterns 2 to 4, those are his tests he did, and hyperinsulinemia, diabetes in situ, these people are diabetic, period. Incidentally, this is a very nicely described in Jason Fong's book on diabetes on page 77. He is describing it in a more advanced pattern. So I really think this is extremely important. I look at it as a golden opportunity to prevent a disease, or at least to diagnose it early, should be our goal. That's my goal. We are missing the opportunity to identify and prevent 90% of the people on the path to type 2 diabetes. Get the serum insulin starting at age 2. The same actually applies to type 1 diabetics, because the majority of type 2 diabetics became type 1 when the pancreas finally became impaired. Incidentally, they noted that the type 1 diabetic in the 1920s that died before insulin was invented, they found that their vasculature indicated no vascular disease. Yes. So many scientific papers have been published since that time. I just wanted to give you a little background on the diabetes, because that's our main focus. That's the disease we want to prevent, and the world, the nation, would be 70-80% healthier. People wouldn't suffer, and we would save so much money. Next on the road, I'm going to be speaking about milk. Is it good for you? when you look on the internet, it's interesting. Like in a school lunch program, say for Fort Wayne, Indiana, where I'm speaking from, or you can even look at New York or Chicago. I looked at New York's site actually today and find they recommend milk for breakfast for lunch. And in New York City, it's free. So I suspect they'll be consuming it. But the question is it actually good for you? I would recommend that you also read a book. You can get it at the library, borrow it. You could buy it online and pay about $16. Or you can buy it used on Amazon for about $3 or $4. I bought some today and they're coming to me in the mail. So, I mean, I like you to have this book because it affects so many people and in your family. And since it's recommended by all the schools, we would like to know, is milk actually good for you? Let's start on the road. So remember, we're on the road looking good, disease-free. The risk of milk. And I beg you to read that book I showed to you. And there are other books also, like Dairy Free by Elisa Fleming. But the main one I like to read, the best book on the science of milk, is Joseph Keon, Whitewash. I've been reading it for many years. And actually on the cover, you wouldn't believe this, the best book yet written on the subject by John Robbins. You know who his dad was? He had the ice cream company. He lived in a house where they had a freezer with 50 different ice creams. Yeah, and he writes the first part of the book. It's fascinating. So, and he wrote a foreword inside this book, which you frankly would enjoy. But he was an honest person and spoke the truth. So let's get it on the road. The risk of drinking the milk of another species is deadly. What am I saying? What I'm saying is it is well known among scientists, especially veterinarians, if you give the milk of one species to another, they will die. Yes, they will die because the proteins, the sugars, the fats are different for every species. Yes, a rat, for example, has much higher proteins, and that's the reason it can double its size in a few days. Yes, humans escape this a little bit, but not completely. The Asians, for example, don't tolerate milk at all, and they don't drink it at all. Yes. South African blacks, for example, only 25% tolerate milk. They have many side effects if they drink it. So to have this listed on the school menu, and like I said, I looked at New York City's and see they offered every meal when over half of the population is from South America. You can imagine the amount of harm milk can do. One of the biggest problems with this allergy. Milk is a very common cause of allergy. Yes. Let me give you an example. A couple of examples here. My yoga instructor had three children, had ear infections, GI upset, asthmatic attacks on a regular basis. I had just finished reading Whitewash by Joe Keon and told her, why don't you try stop drinking milk? And they did, and everything, every symptoms, all their ear infections, all their asthma, all their rashes, everything cleared up within 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you about my story a little bit. When I was in high school living in New York City, my dad had a delicatessen, and he sold milk a lot. And I drank milk a lot, and I had acne, little pustules all over my face, my eyelids, on my lips, little infected things. A girl would not give me a kiss because I had them all over my face. So it was a big problem for me. But when I stopped drinking milk, it all cleared up. So the allergy to milk can have many different symptoms. And they don't occur a lot of times immediately. In other words, you drink it and the symptoms may not manifest for a few days. They can be delayed by a few days, yes. And they can be so variable that you really do not know that was caused by milk. You can have seizures during the night, narcolepsy. You can develop a rash, difficulty breathing, GI upset. Yes, many different symptoms, and you do not know that milk caused it. Yes. So what is dairy? A product from cow's milk, cheese, butter, yogurt, cream. It is used a lot also in flavorings. So a lot of times you don't know that an allergen is in the product you're eating. So, but what makes milk so special? It's 80%, 88% water. It has about 3 to 4% protein in cow's milk. The protein, incidentally, is 80% casein and 20% whey. They are the top allergy source. They're the ones that cause the allergies. So some people who drink milk, and when you see it at the top of the list at the schools, then you really wonder why you can have an anaphylactic reaction. And some of the people with anaphylaxis, they die. You can have a drink of milk and die on the spot. Kids drinking milk in the schools, like New York City, like Fort Wayne, Indiana, they don't know that could happen, okay? Anaphylaxis is not as common as allergy, but it does occur, and it can cause a death. When you see a bottle of milk next to every meal in the schools, and the people don't know that, what do you think? Maybe that's not right, okay? Milk can have antibiotic residues in them because when a calf is born, they inject it immediately with a growth hormone. Yes, they do that so that it will grow quickly and produce more milk. That makes them more money. It occurs every day. Then they put the cow in a cage and they pour other hormones on it to make it grow more. And then you take the milk and you give it to your kid. What are you thinking? In 2001, 6.7 million pounds of milk were dumped into the Minnesota River due to antibiotic residue from those antibiotics they gave to the cow in the cage. The cow grows a lot faster, so it will produce more milk. Now, these cows generally die within 6 years when the normal lifespan of a cow is 24 years. The European Union has banned the use of dairy products with growth hormone. You can see the point. They're saving some lives. Pasteurization is heating milk to 145 degrees to kill any bacteria that are present in the milk. Some people have lactose intolerance. There's sugar in milk, lactose. They don't have the enzyme lactase. Asians make no lactase. African Americans, 75%, have no lactase. So if you're going to recommend they drink milk and you provide milk for them for free in school and they need to drink it because they can't maybe afford other forms of food, you can see the risk we are making them take. Why live dairy-free? Well, milk has 25 molecules that are potential to produce allergic reactions. Remember I said the biggest thing in milk is an allergic reactions. Yes, they have 25 molecules. It's one of the top allergens in the world. Yet, we highly recommend it for the kids to drink in schools, and they don't know this. They've not read this book. Among allergens, milk is number one on the list. Let me repeat that again. Milk is first on the list of allergens. Yes. Symptoms of allergies can be just watery eyes. Are you allergic to it? It can be GI upset. It can be seizures. It can be a rash. So, but remember, I mentioned to you before, you can have anaphylaxis, which can result in death, which can occur immediately after drinking some milk. Other illnesses can occur as atopic dermatitis, more common in children. Well, they'll have some inflammation of the skin. So soy and milk are the top two allergens. Mm-hmm. Some people are lactose intolerant. They never did have the enzyme to digest lactose sugar. They don't have the lactase. 50% of Mexican Americans, just think of it, they're entering this country every day. I see in Fort Wayne, maybe half the people coming in are from South America, and they will be lactose intolerant. 70% of Africans, remember I spoke about African Americans, 90% of Asians, the Northern Europeans, a low rate of lactose intolerance. And some other diseases associated with them. Autism, where we have problems with our hearing, ADHD, is thought to be related to milk consumption. But do we warn the kids drinking the milk in the schools about this? I don't think so. So dairy affects on diabetes. Women who avoided milk had a 50% less diabetes. Interesting. Large studies indicate dairy consumption has a high risk of ovarian cancer. Yes, drinking milk can cause cancer, but do we warn people about it? I don't think that we do. We just highly recommend it. Kids drink it when they're going to school or at home. Prostate cancer also is because milk can have a growth factor in milk drinkers, which is related to hormonal cancer. So it increases hormonal cancers, prostate cancer, ovarian cancer. So it's a strong relationship to prostate cancer. It's based on a huge study done in Europe. Headaches and migraines can be triggered by milk products. My piano teacher had that, but I figured out for her and her migraines, which he had 2 days out of three, totally went away when he stopped drinking milk. So I remember milk products can be cheese, yogurt, irritable bowel. The fat content in milk can be the offender. 25% of IBS, bowel symptoms, can be an allergic reaction to milk. And here's a big one, and I've seen some patients with it since I'm a neurologist and neurosurgeon. Parkinson's disease, 3 servings of milk a day, has increased rates of Parkinson's disease, a disease that you don't want. And I have a few patients where I figured this out, and the symptoms went away. If you have a combination of high sugar consumption, which a lot of people have, and low-fat dairy, the risk for Parkinson's disease, narcolepsy, we mentioned already, can be triggered by dairy. Dairy products can be a cause of hip fractures, a Harvard study proved. Strong bones, the best way to keep them strong is use it or lose it. Drinking milk does not lead to strong bones. Exercise, a balanced diet, which increase magnesium, potassium, zinc, iron, vitamin D, eat a variety of vegetables, crucifers, beans, nuts, seeds, vitamins, minerals from food, not supplements. That's the way to avoid fractures. The consumption of milk will not decrease the fracture rate. Vitamins and minerals from food, not supplements. Alcohol, recent studies indicate that we should not consume any alcohol. They used to say, oh, 3 glasses of wine is okay, but now they found that we should tolerate 0 amount of alcohol. Now, recognizing infant milk allergies can be difficult. 2 to 5% can be digestive symptoms. They can be respiratory symptoms. They can be skin problems, dairy consumption. Remember, I said the best milk for a child is mother's milk. It has the right amount of proteins, fats, and sugars. Unfortunately, milk allergies may be difficult to recognize. And I'll give you some of the list of these symptoms. They may signal milk allergy, vomiting, skin rashes, extreme fussiness, respiratory problems, failure to thrive, recurrent ear infections. Remember I mentioned my yoga instructor? Symptoms may be delayed. You may consume the milk, the symptoms occur 2 or 3 days later. And they may change with age. There may be different symptoms when you're older than when you're younger. So let's talk a minute about feeding options. Breastfeeding, remember, is the best because it has the right amount of proteins, fats, and sugar in it. The government-designed infant formula approved by the FDA, and it cannot be duplicated. So, and industry designs milk after that, but you must review and know something about what milk does to you before you consume it. So I think I have summarized for you a great deal of information here about milk, and the thing that I really want you to gain the information by reading Joseph Kion's Whitewash. And like I said, you can get it at the library. You can get it as a PDF. You can get a used copy, and I've ordered quite a few of them, and they look like they've never been used before. It cost about $3. Everyone should have this book in their home. Don't you really wonder why we are serving milk for lunch and breakfast all over the country, perhaps all over the world? We are not concerned about what it does to us, our children, our loved ones. Well, I do care, and that's the reason I've done this podcast here with Looking Good, Disease Free. That's what I have in mind for you. And every week or two, we'll have another one of these podcasts. Feel free to contact me or write me a note. I love to talk to people. But remember, there are 2,000 books in my basement because I do TV shows. Just go to YouTube, Rudy Cashman, and I've got about 1,000 shows available for you there for additional information. I even have 2 one-hour shows there on milk. So to gather more information, I think, is very important. And why am I doing this? Why are we doing these podcasts? Because we love you. We care about you. And if you listen to us and watch our YouTube shows, or maybe even Amazon, gather some of the books I've written, you'll live to be 100 and play pickleball with me. Bye-bye.